This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by Amazon, Stamps.com, See's Candies, Rouge Designs, and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now, and at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
Episode 108. This is a special edition of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. This is our Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards wrap-up show. The ceremony was this past Sunday, and we've got some audio from it.
Yeah, there was a somehow we salvaged it. I mean, there was a lot of drunkenness.
First up, we're just going to kick this off right off the bat. I happened to run into Richard standing in line for beer. Imagine that.
Did he butt toot while he was in line?
I don't think he butt tooted. But we're going to... Here's a quick little interview with Richard from Henry the Archer and what they were looking forward to with the award show that night. So let's take a listen to that.
You know, out of all the people at the awards festival that I didn't talk to, I never talked to you. Whisper that in here. Whisper it.
I'm high as fuck right now.
Is that why you didn't come to my house?
No, actually I stopped by Mr. Christopher's for a visit. Oh. Yeah. Thank you.
And who is this lovely mistress you have with you tonight?
This is Brittany from Haltom City, Texas.
We're representing Haltom City tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Me and Matt are.
Don't forget Matt, the me thinks are here.
Yeah. No, they're not.
What?
We're the me thinks.
Are you fucking my balls?
No. Matt and I are the me thinks tonight.
So you guys are filling in for them. You're going to accept it if they get anything.
Yeah.
Get the fuck. That's awesome.
Imagine that train wreck.
Holy fuck. That is great, dude. Tits.
We're going to see if that happens or not.
That will happen. I'm certain.
I hope so.
Yeah, it will.
The lady hunted me down and X'd me. And then she made sure to tell the bartender she's a minor.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to stop for a second.
You know what I like about Jeff the most?
What?
He's probably the guy that is most entrenched in that scene that we were hanging out with at the show.
Probably so. I mean, he was even walking up to me going, hey, that's such and such. Hey, that's such and such. Hey, I've had her on the show. Hey, I've wanted to stick my... Wait, whoa, no. Yeah, he's... Jeff knows that scene probably a lot better than we do. I mean, we know the metal and rock scene pretty well. But as far as the Southside scene and the Fort Worth Weekly Music scene, he's pretty well connected.
Yeah, so we got some tape on him, so enjoy.
This is him in line in the buffet.
Did he butt toot?
He's getting some wieners, and it's complete in-depth wiener talk from Jeff Lord of the Funky Town Podcast, our buddy. Here we go.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Check 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, and 5, 4. Hitler. Whoa. And Gason.
All right, we're here in line with the great Jeffrey Lord as we see what kind of food he's going to get while here at the awards ceremony. What kind of food are you looking forward to?
Big fat wiener.
From Matt standing right in front of you? Or Brittany. Brittany has a wiener too.
Yeah, Brittany.
No, oh, man, they got hoagies and sliders.
I've never seen a slider buffet. I like the idea a lot.
Do I see something interesting out
there? Oh, we'll go this side.
Okay, you can just...
All right, so as we're going down the line here, you've got some type of bread with some type of meat patty.
It's a slider. It's a hamburger, a little hamburger.
I'm getting a hot dog.
You're opening up the hot dog bun very slow, very sexy.
Very deliberate.
Jeff, you're really boring in line.
This girl behind you is checking out my hot dog handling skills, my wiener handling skills.
Were you watching his hot dog and wiener handling skills?
Yeah, it was very nice.
Like a professional, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like he handles a lot of wieners.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
See?
This is the worst line interview ever.
Yeah, this is a really bad interview.
All right, so this next bit of audio is kind of how the awards started out. Oh, we got there a little bit late, and that room was packed.
Yeah, we didn't get to sit down. We had to stand up and eat our sliders.
Yeah, there's some tables in the back. There, to paint the scene, there was, what, four tables across and probably about five tables deep.
Yeah. You walked in the big room, which was an awesome place to have it. The AC was kicking. You go right to the step and repeat, take your little picture in front of the Fort Worth Weekly board that they had, and then get in line for beer.
Yeah, and they had enough tables. I think they were expecting about 100 people there, and it looked like, what, probably 400 people showed up. And they had some tables around the outskirts that were stand-up tables. We were in the very back of the building, right by the beer table or the beer stand.
Imagine that.
And so the audio is not that great. I'm not going to play. I think total recorded, there's like 50 minutes here of the awards. Just want to play a little bit of the intro, and then we're going to come back before we had to go up on stage, which was weird. So here's a little bit of that and what it sounded like and how crazy it was.
Give it up for Kelly. She's our trophy girl this year. There you go. Good job. Okay, so here we go. Nominees for Best Americana, Roots. Armadillo Creek. This is when he does applause for all of your fellow musicians. Holy Moly. Folk Ramblers. And the winner for 2015 Best Americana Roots is Holy Moly. Come on, guys, come on up.
All right, so there was free beer.
Lots of free beer.
Free food.
Bud Light.
Free wine.
Free wine.
Guess what was not free?
I don't know what. Everything there was free.
Red Bull.
Red Bull wasn't free? Oh, yeah, because you bitched about it.
Yeah, because I was sober, and I went to go get a Red Bull, and she hit me up for $5.50.
$5. And you know, I stopped on the way there at 7-Eleven and had one for $2, and it had the Destiny code.
And I didn't have any cash money, so guess what I had to do? Run a card.
You ran a card?
On some chick's iPad.
So you're very angry in this clip that Red Bulls were not free. And then, as you're bitching about Red Bulls, all of a sudden, the Hard Rock category comes up, and we have to go up.
Yep.
Or we're put to work.
Yeah, we're kind of put to work. The nominees for Best Hard Rock that we were could potentially have to go up and accept the award for, the bands on that list are Duel, Fog, The Methinks, Pinkish Black, Space Beach, Tolar, and Year of the Bear. Now, the thing is, The Methinks have won this award before, so you and I are both thinking there's no way they're going to win.
Yeah.
So we're not really worried about
it. I figured it would have gone to... I really thought Pinkish Black would get it. At least this one. And if not, our friends from Duel.
But The Methinks sold it like, hey, you're probably not going to have to mess with it because we've won it a pretty good amount of times. So don't worry about any kind of nervousness or anything like that. Blah, 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 blah. It's just going to be a piece of cake. No.
And that's really what I figured. I figured we were going to be just chilling.
And they won.
And this is what it sounded like.
Red Bulls are not free. Fuck this. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, Richard's a faggot.
Red Bull is
$5.
Yeah.
Okay, next category. Nominees for Best Hard Rock are Duel, Fog, The Methinks, Best Hard Rock, The Bee Thinks.
Dustin.
And Matt. Obviously, you're not the Bee Thinks. My name is Dustin. I'm Matt.
No, what's what we'll do? Look.
We are from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast. They wanted us to accept this board for them, and they sent along a bunch of stuff to read. So here you go, Matt. Alright, well, please state that we cannot be there, as we are in the studio, and we sent y'all to accept on our behalf. That would be us. We try not to take these awards too seriously, as is apparent by the couple of dickweeds we sent in our place to accept them. This is the part where you two look at each other. The reason is that we don't take the awards too seriously is that music is quantitative and is difficult to judge in a qualitative manner. But hey, if we get free beer out of it somehow, who gives a fuck? Not here to get free beer. Which is weird that they would even say that, right? With that being said, we do enjoy being part of such a unique music scene and being nominated by our peers for our contributions, or lack thereof. I don't know who they're talking about there, so don't get mad at us. We would also like to humbly say how honored we are to be on the list of so many absolutely awesome acts that we have here in Fort Worth. I don't know whether to say this room is full of our friends or just happen to be stunningly talented people, or to say that this room is full of stubbornly talented people who just happen to be our friends. They're so nice. If we would have known we would have won this award, we would have tried a little harder to at least find somebody at least halfway cold to accept it. Jeez. We didn't proofread this. Thanks to everybody for all that you do for us. We sincerely appreciate it. Cheers, the Bee Thinks!
Okay, if we win, it doesn't care.
So after the Me Thinks won the award, we go back to the table, and I don't know about you, but everything else was a blur after that point, because I was like, I figured I'd have to pay attention for their award. I didn't expect it to be the second award of the night. And then we get back to the table, and the crew we're with is being chaotic, period.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over the place. I think in the first clips you heard that Richard was really high.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's been drinking. And so I decided to break up the monotony and interview Kevin Geist, drummer of the Henry the Archer band.
Yeah, buddy.
And we have a little bit of fun here. Enjoy.
I just wanted a new chapter. So on the spot, recording with Kevin Geist, drummer extraordinaire with what's the name of your band?
Your fucking dick.
Henry the Archer. But I think that's a better name.
Yeah, actually, just have a picture of me on the album.
Just your crotch going, look at this.
Yeah, or my face. You know, they're both ugly.
So, y'all been shut out tonight.
Oh, it was expected. We don't know enough people in Fort Worth.
Here's the deal.
If your album isn't produced or recorded in Fort Worth, you know, which is cool.
But
you don't like
the
candidates.
Your band's name was on three different entries. So that's way better than winning. I mean, sure you'd win.
No.
But at least you've got
great.
The exposure.
Yeah, no, I'm happy just being here, man. It's cool. I didn't expect to win. It doesn't really matter anyways. Richard's crying right now, but
you're not going to go home and swallow a shotgun, are you?
No, no, Richard might though. We might need to be on 24-hour friend alert, you know.
Are we going to go home and play Destiny together?
I can't. My Xbox, maybe. I'll try to connect it.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so the awards are over. Everybody's wrapping up. There's some partying going on. That was probably the quickest award ceremony I've ever been to.
I liked it that way, though. In and out.
Man, you know,
I wish it had been a little quicker so we could have made Super Joint.
When I used to do work for the Dallas Observer, their awards were so long, but they always had bands playing and stuff in between nominees. Like, it was an actual, like, the Academy Awards or some shit. Mm-hmm. So afterwards, we decided to just assault Anthony Mariani.
Now, who is he again?
He is the editor in charge of the Fort Worth Weekly. He's the head honcho.
And I gotta tell you,
King B.
I gotta tell you, he's got some guns.
He does have some guns. And you know what? We've been trying to get him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's been extremely busy, which is understandable. You'll hear in this clip. But I was kind of afraid that once we got face to face with him, he'd hate us and punch us.
Why are you drinking still?
He's got guns.
Seriously,
you're
still drinking?
All right, here we go. Enjoy Anthony Mariani trying to punch us in the face.
What do you want to say?
Who are we here with?
Anthony Mariani.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm the editor of Fort Worth Weekly.
Jeez. Royalty right here.
Yes.
I got three questions for you.
Okay.
The first one's easy. Are you happy with the outcome of this year's awards?
What do you mean by outcome? Do you mean by attendance?
Attendance, the voting.
Oh, no, this is fine. Attendance is never a problem. We give away beer to musicians. So we're, like, closing down the doors to keep musicians out. Like, attendance is not a problem. Not a problem.
Uber's got to be making a shit ton of money tonight off of you.
I bet they are. That's why I'm going to call my cab now, and I'm going to say, pick me up in 2 motherfucking hours.
All right, second question is, when are you going to come on our show?
Well, I can on Mondays and Tuesdays, maybe Thursdays or Fridays would be preferable. I could do Thursdays.
Well, yeah, maybe we can
come
to
the
show.
And
we
can also come to the office anytime you like. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
So whatever works out.
What do you need? What do you need? What equipment do you need to?
Needs this and our microphones. We're good to go.
Anytime you like. Yeah, on Thursdays or Fridays. So it's not really anytime. It's on Thursdays or Fridays.
Yeah, all right. So let's keep our email chain going. We'll get you.
Hey, yeah, sure.
And the final question, this is going to be the toughest, is when y'all do the Best of Fort Worth issue.
Coming up.
When does it come out?
It'll be published on September 23rd.
When does the voting begin?
Voting will begin on August 5th.
Is there going to be a Best Podcast of Fort Worth?
Do you think we should have that category?
I think you should. There's so many.
Is there really?
Okay.
Fort Worth based or Tarrant County
Fort
based?
Fort Worth based. There's a ton.
Really? Okay.
You guys could actually do a full story on how much podcasting is exploding right now. And
I am glad to learn that. I am glad to learn that.
Slipping money?
Yeah, I'm slowly slipping hundreds into his pocket.
Color me amazed. I had no idea.
It's getting
then again, I can barely type.
That's why you use a microphone. You just talk. Screw typing. You just talk.
It's okay. Well, I didn't even know what a podcast was when we started the show. So
now we've been going 2 years and
I think
having fun.
I will look into it, and if that's a category to add, I'm sorry. It's a medium that is just not on my radar. I guess I'm not very computer savvy. I have an iPhone 5 or something. Like I'm out of that. I should be into that loop, shouldn't
I? There's a whole underground movement, and you've got like 5 or 6 Fort Worth podcasts that are off the chart and pulling numbers like crazy.
Doing general interest stuff or sports or music or
you've got some that are sports. You've got
we talk about dicks and farts.
That's number one.
So our show is local music, dick and fart jokes, bar talk. It's stuff we would talk about at the bar, the bands we would see.
I love that. That's amazing. That's awesome.
Our buddy running around, Jeff Lord, he does the Funky Town podcast, and he does pretty much anything that happens on the South Side. Local music.
Oh, Fairmount? Yeah, okay, okay.
He's a total Fairmount guy.
Okay.
I got a question. All right. Observer, Fort Worth Weekly, is there like a... like, do y'all look at their numbers and they look at yours and you kind of, or is it, or you're copacetic?
No, this is actually a good topic for our sit down.
Oh yeah, okay.
We can sit down and talk about it. We have an agreement with their circulation people that they don't circulate in Tarrant County too much or in Fort Worth at all. They can circulate in Arlington. Arlington is kind of fair game for Fort Worth and the Weekly and the Observer. But the Observer doesn't circulate in Fort Worth. We don't circulate in Dallas. It's an unwritten agreement. But it's a whole conversation about print versus media, online. We are firm believers in print. Anyway, we can talk about that. It's
totally
a long
Let's
discussion.
Get into that.
Well, it's very good to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you, too.
Hey, man, tonight was fun. This is what we live for. This is what our show's about.
Great.
Y'all did a great show tonight. I mean,
thank you.
Do
you guys have some food and have some booze?
Good. Now we're ready to go see some bands play and see this whole swing.
I'm glad you guys had fun. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, I need more slider buffets in my life.
All right, so that was Anthony Mariani. And you heard, he said we could go over there every Thursday and Friday and do a show. That's what he said. Those were the words from his mouth.
Can we bring Golay?
We can bring Golay. All right, so
Golay
was outside.
Golay was.
They won the award for something.
Golay?
I know they were nominated. We went outside of Shipping and Receiving after the awards, and they were having some live bands play. It was more of a just swap around. Anybody that played an instrument can get up there and jam with whoever was on stage at the time. But Golay was sitting out in the crowd being interviewed by Jeff Lord. So
Golay, mate.
I don't think I said a word in this. I think it's just Jeff talking, and I just stood there with the recorder going,
Golay, 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 Golay.
They're going to hate you. Die. All right, here's Golay.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And we all made the record.
Congratulations on the win today. That
Thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Unexpected, but right. very, very awesome.
Didn't I pick these guys to win?
I think you did.
Awesome.
Yeah, just kind of shocked. We didn't expect to win, but it feels great. And it's cool to be here with so many. This is my first award show, so it's cool to be here with everybody.
It's cool, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody's here.
Yeah. It's nice.
Are there any, shocks or upsets that you
One of the coolest interviews we had, I would say, the whole afternoon
was
Ty from Cosmic Trigger. He was pumped. He won Best Guitarist.
Not Best Drummer.
No, he plays guitar.
Not Best Keyboardist.
He plays guitar for the Cosmic Trigger. Why are you throwing out bear traps?
You'll see in this clip after the beers have hit me, and I'm having a little bit of fun with Ty.
All right, well, listen to this. He's excited, and it's cool. This is Ty from the Cosmic Trigger.
So we got Ty Choate, who won Best Guitarist.
Best Guitarist?
Yeah. Yep. Best Guitarist.
And Best...
He has the award.
Yep. We didn't get heavy metal. We just got guitar performance.
I thought this was Best Drummer. I'm so confused.
No.
Best Keyboard Player.
you could punch him in the nuts at any moment.
No. Yeah. Best Guitarist Performance.
Best Guitarist.
For Vault Iron.
In the 817 area code, Tarrant County... borders, which is like, I don't know, it's like 2 million acres, something like that.
It's a lot of acres.
You're the best guitarist.
No, that's not true.
That's weird.
I got nominated and then got the most votes.
Did you have any idea that you were going to win? Did they give you any heads up or anything?
That's
total shock.
They never do. Just total shock, yep.
You're excited.
I think that there's that dude Landon that's on there. He's probably better than me. When I was reading that dude is freaking awesome. So I was like, that dude's sick. Big Mike, who I'm sitting next to, dude smokes my ass.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's freaking awesome.
Mike's
and that's where we're going to go tonight, Magnolia, to watch Big Mike play. And God, it's like, it was so cool. Like, he was out there last night at our show, and he was just like, holy crap. He was having a good time. It was really
good. How did your show go last night?
It was freaking smoking, dude. It was cool. We had to go on after Southern Train, after that band we were bragging on about how... Dude, but we
we annihilated. We did really, really as good as we could. I wouldn't say that, like, you just can't blow that band off, but we did about as close as you band possibly could to play it after them. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and, so now when you walk into rehearsal, are you going to bring that in and kind of show the guys and be like,
fuck
hey,
no,
oh,
shit no.
I am the captain.
No.
You're the cosmic trigger.
These are small enough, you can make a necklace out of it.
And
wear
like
Flavor Flav.
Yeah. Oh, the best is that we're called the Cosmic Tiger on the award, and the song is Valtair.
Yeah.
But they got my hard ass name, T-Y-R-E-L-C-H-O-E-T.
Like, right. All the things to get
wrong.
They got the easiest words
wrong. Like, who doesn't know who Valtair is? One. Two. Cosmic Tiger. Like, they're just making shit up at this point.
Well, so, since you won one of these, they've gone down in value.
Yeah. That, no,
totally dropped.
Well, yeah.
And,
especially since us and Me Thinks got one.
Totally.
Oh, man.
I mean, Me Thinks get one.
If those guys can win one, anybody can win one.
I don't know where to put this. I don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah. Well, a toilet stall is what we had it, I think, a while ago.
I think so.
God, I do hate that Ray's not here, man. That sucks so bad.
They're recording, and they said they're having fun doing it. They sent us a message saying that it's going along very well. They were going to try
Did
to
they know they won that?
Done.
Did you tell them that?
I sent them messages, emails, everything. So we'll see. Yeah. I haven't got a response back yet.
Awesome.
So
Ty, overall, what do you think today has done for the music scene?
Free beer. I mean, it's cool. To be totally honest, it's a way for everybody to get together and put faces with names. Like, I hear a lot of these bands' names.
Yeah.
But I don't know them. And then today, it's like a lot of people are congratulating, and they're like, hey, man, congratulations on your award. My name is blah, blah from blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I see y'all's name all over. And, like, you know, I think that helps. And it kind of, you know, Fort Worth is a community of musicians. There's nobody really. It's weird that this is a competition. But really,
it's
like, Panic
really.
Volcanic beat us in heavy metal. But it's like, I'm proud for them. Good.
Yeah.
And, like, her speech, Ansley, was just like, kind of like, well, thanks for all the real metal bands for being metal. Because they're not metal, you know.
Right, but right, right.
She was really cool. Took it. Awesome. And she was like, man, I was so glad that you won guitars, because if you didn't win anything, I was just going to give you our award. She's really cool, man. Ansley's awesome. So,
sweet, man.
You know, it's not like a butthurt thing. It's just kind of like, well, we tried to win, but really, you just want to be nominated and then get people to vote for you that you've never met before.
Yeah.
Like, if I go into a bar and a dude's wearing, like, an Aussie shirt, I'm going to be like, will you vote for my local band? Well, I don't listen to local music. Well, I know, but check us out.
Yeah,
and
you'll like us.
And
come
just
on.
Vote for us here. And then that, number one, is gets outsiders that aren't into local music into it, because at least they know one band.
Yeah.
And so if their buddy's talking about a local band, they can be like, well, there's this motherfucker at a bar that I voted for, and his band was called Cosmic Trigger. At least they got that. And that's...
Well, dude, your hard work has persevered. It's well-deserved. Congratulations again. One more thing, if you could give us a fuck the Jerry Joe. I'm Terrell. Choate from Cosmic Trigger, fuck the Jerry Jonestown Massacre show.
I am Tyrell Choate from the Cosmic Trigger, and fuck the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Wait, hold on.
Before you stop, I have one last question.
Uh-huh.
Have you gotten laid because of this award yet?
I just got it, but are you single? Do you wanna?
Let's go. All right. Let's go.
The answer is yes.
Hey, man, awesome.
Appreciate it,
brother. Yeah. Okay, what's up?
All right, so we're with Josh.
Yes.
Cosmic Trigger.
That's
You're
right.
The drummer.
That's right, I am.
You didn't get to make it over the other night.
No, I did not.
Have you heard the episode?
About half of it.
Okay. So far.
Yeah. I got bored halfway through, so. No, I'm kidding.
Because of these guys?
Yeah. No, y'all. No.
Is there anything you need to dispute that they've said so far?
From what I heard, no.
Okay.
No.
If you need to reprimand them on anything, this thing. You can tell them to fuck off. It's totally
well,
good.
I mean, I'll probably hit you up once I hear the second half of it.
That's when shit got out of
control. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Second half is, God, they went nuts on you.
Just talk about you masturbating to your wrestling toys. That's all.
Yeah, I heard the first reference. And well,
I didn't do it.
Yeah, I heard the first one. I was like, all right.
But you
I'm
weren't
not
there. You got to expect some of it.
Well, hey, my fiance was out for 2 weeks. So when she came back.
Hey, none of us were getting laid, dude. You were getting laid.
Oh, yeah. Hell
so you
yeah.
You went in the end anyway.
Yeah.
We had to be in a small room with these two sweaty dudes. So.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of guys, a bunch of meat.
We're still sweaty.
We all had meat sweats. You know.
Yeah.
I farted a few times.
Oh, did you ever get the thing working without having to put metal in it and shit?
Tinfoil.
Yeah, we ran the next
he
night.
Literally
it
had
right
it tinfoiled working.
I wrapped aluminum foil around the fuse so it would work.
Oh, wow.
I haven't replaced the fuse yet. So it's a complete fire hazard.
Yeah.
Shit burns down. Oh, well. But, you know.
Oh, well.
It works.
Yeah. As long as you got it working.
Well, Josh, it was nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Now you got to deal with his big head.
I got to deal with him all the time.
I want him to put it on a necklace so he can start wearing it around.
Yeah.
I would say just show up into practice being like, okay, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Let me put my award up real quick.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't need to listen to me because I'm the best guitarist.
Yeah. Yeah, your idea is good and all, but do you have an award?
Hey, we
for
got
your
the
instrument.
Guy from Panic Volcanic here, if you want
to. Hey, man.
Yeah, it'd be the best metal band in town.
How did that work out? The best metal band.
I mean, we've got like some 10-second metal breakdowns in like three songs.
Like a couple of blast beats here and there. And...
Yeah, you know, like a bunch of triplets, couple quadruplets.
Trills.
You know? Yeah. And then like we break back down to like a 16th note groove.
Yeah. Panic Volcanic, best heavy metal.
Well, we're as shocked as you are.
I was shocked when I saw y'all in the nomination list.
So yeah. Are you gonna wear yours? Like he plans on wearing his. He's gonna wear it like a
necklace,
like bling.
You know, man, I have enough neck problems on my own.
Yeah. We have three of these here. If we get two more, can we connect them like Voltron?
Holy shit!
Yeah, dude.
You know, I'm more of a Power Rangers guy.
I'll be Devastator, dude.
Yeah, just all snap.
It'd
together.
Be a bad guy, yeah. Kill us.
Crazy. Well, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Cheers,
that's dude. No, is it congratulations?
I think it's congratulations. Yeah, you want
I think it's awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations, dude.
I didn't want to win because I didn't want to piss off all the metal bands. But
you know, no, we're proud of you.
The people are going to come hunt you down.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I talked to the dude from Southern Train. I was like, thanks for not shanking me.
Night's not over yet.
Yeah.
You
he's like, nah, man.
Break.
It's good. We're happy for you. We hate you. But we're happy for you.
You got easy. You didn't have to go on after those motherfuckers last time.
Right?
That was a task. You know, and just like, they break the fucking Lola's bar there. They break it. And then he's all like crowd surfing and shit while he's singing. I'm like, how the fuck are we going to do this? Like, we're just a bunch of guitar dorks, you know? Like,
it's the second sink he's broke.
Yeah, he broke the grotto one too.
Yeah.
Wait, he's like the sink?
That's metal right there.
Well, like it's
that's literally metal.
That sink that holds all the beer with the ice in it, he stands on it and he goes, well, that didn't work out.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I was wondering what he was talking about.
Yeah, and like side handing in the mic right there, he goes, that didn't work out. And he crawls up there and he gets up there and he sings it and then he looks over and the owners of Lola's are like,
we're paying these guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what's going on here.
The secret to get ahead of them is blood cannons.
Yes.
Y'all need some blood cannons at your shows. Yeah, y'all should incorporate that too.
No shit.
Just do like the King Diamond thing, get a skull too, and just drink
dude,
out of
it. I want to go straight up guar and just jizz on everybody.
There you go.
Man.
That's what it is. Yeah. Giant inflatable dicks or blood cannons.
Yeah.
That's
so we're just going to turn into guar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like,
no, no, no.
But it'd be gore with an award. A pantheon.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a vagina also.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Right now it's just dick.
Well, we're completely different from guar.
It's like a gay gore.
Yeah. And you don't dress up in...
More of a gay gore.
And meat.
Meat.
Gotta have meat.
Yeah.
What would a Jerry Jonestown Massacre interview be? Or a night out on the town without at least stopping by and saying hi to our good friends, Rebecca and Zach of I Happy Am.
Yes, and another addition to that is getting into their sex life, because we have to, anytime we interview them.
You know why we pop that question, right?
Because
they're the sweetest people in the world, and it's just like, bam, let's hit them with a sledgehammer.
I don't know why they fought through us. They fought through that, and then they fought through the tactical nuclear device that we kept saying they were trying to plant.
Well, in order to win an award, you'll hear in this clip. But before we go in this clip,
what if they did? What
how
if SWAT
hot was Rebecca?
Wait, oh yeah, she was smoking.
She looked so good.
Yeah, she did,
and
so
Zach,
did Zach. Yeah,
look at his
eye. Yeah, they were so. They had that gleam in their eye.
Why? Like, I would scan the audience
Mm-hmm.
And I could immediately point them out because there was like a glowing radiance off them.
They have an aura of light
They're
that
so
surrounds
crazy.
Them and everywhere they walk. That's why it would be so funny if the FBI, ATF, the CIA, like every military group available just busted in
jumped
and jumped them because they had a tactical nuclear device on them.
You know what else would be funny?
What's that?
Is if they were secret Satan worshippers and huge in the porn industry. Two things you would not expect out of Zach and Rebecca, but here they are.
The two devil worshippers, the Satanist, the porn makers, I happy am.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey.
Record.
Are you?
Am I?
Yeah, yeah.
Here we are with the cutest couple in Fort Worth.
Oh.
I really hope they don't run out of beer, because that would suck.
Are we going to be able to hear that?
Yeah.
So we have some hard-hitting questions for you guys.
Okay, hit me really hard with those questions, please.
Y'all had sex today?
Today? No, we haven't.
Bam. Okay, well.
Ow, that hurts.
That was the first thing. I figured I'd go for the jugular.
Kind of breaks my heart.
We have sex before the day is over.
I don't know.
Look, people are sweaty, you're out in the sun. Pheromones are just feeding off each other.
That makes me less. I'm just like, baby, I'm hot and tired.
Yeah. Get off me.
That's so gross.
That's
so dirty. So next year.
Sleep sounds more enticing. I'm just kidding.
Next year, y'all will get one of these?
Hopefully, that'd be really
I
awesome.
I hope so.
Like,
we're really working hard.
In a couple months,
yeah.
You'll have a new release.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll
qualify
be
for a new album.
We'll be new band.
We have
new
so
band.
Many new ideas. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna be.
Would be what category?
I don't
Folk?
Know. Pop? No.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess it would be new artist.
Best band?
Best band ever.
Yeah.
Best medieval
High
comedy
five.
Duo.
Medieval comedy duo?
Y'all need to release a comedy album.
That,
where are you? Yeah, it would be really cool to go on like JJTM as Billiam and Bobbert sometime.
Now, before we get much further, Matt, I need to talk to Zach about his phone call.
I love your phone calls.
You love my phone calls? I thought you hated them.
No, I love them.
Because you're like, oh my God, I'm Matt Stubbs and I hate these phone calls.
Now you know how I feel whenever he leaves me messages. He does that all the time. He's like long, awesome.
You're so awesome. Yeah.
I'm just long-winded.
Continue to rock and roll.
You just got a lot to say.
Well, I mean, I don't get to talk that often, which... that's a lie, because I do get to talk all the time. It's not enough. When I was a kid...
Text messages going, I wish Zach would
shut up. When I was a kid, I was the youngest out of three, and my brother always got attention, because he was like the rebel child. And so I just stayed in my room and played with my toys and never got any attention. And so I'm making up for it now.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
I'm the rebel child, believe it or not.
Yeah, she's the rebel child.
Everybody else in
my
family is like super sweet. And I'm super sweet, but I'm still the rebel child.
Yeah, like goody two-shoes. Yeah, I want to make punch them in their stupid faces.
They won't drink or anything.
Okay, so let's plot right now. We got to get close and we got to whisper.
Okay.
Let's plot about how you guys are going to dominate the Fort Worth Awards next year. You've got to take over this town.
Well, what we're going to do is...
a thermal nuclear device?
No, we're starting recording in... actually, we're meeting with the guy that's probably going to produce our album next week.
Who?
Joe Tacky.
Nice.
He's probably going to do it, most likely.
Oh, yeah.
And
but
then
you could do the tactical nuclear device if you.
That's
you
plan B.
Okay. The threat.
And then we're gonna record the album probably in the wintertime, and then in the springtime we're going to try to release the album, the full album. It's going to be 15, 17 songs. The short songs, but I mean, we really want to pack a full album.
Like an old Hagfish album.
I don't know who they are.
What the hell?
I'm sorry.
Let's leave. Let's done.
Don't leave.
Let's
I'm not
Please
done.
I'm going to put them on Dropbox for you tonight because
okay.
they were a punk band from
because
Dallas.
Dropbox
okay.
kicks butt.
And they're like 2-3 minute songs, and they had like 24 songs on
okay,
album.
Yeah, that's kind of like what we're going to do.
Okay.
And then, okay, so we're going to release the album in September. We're probably going to do maybe some small touring. Or just a like extensive local playing.
When you
say
tour.
A podcast tour.
Yeah,
podcast. Oh, yeah,
we're gonna
tour
podcast. We're gonna just email a lot of links or a lot of our EP Electric Press Kit. To,
Lots of promotional
media,
videos.
Yeah, media. A lot of promo videos. And then, I mean, by the summer, we should get our name out there.
Where are y'all going to tour? What are you thinking about touring?
I don't know. It's the places haven't been planned yet. But
like,
I mean,
are you going to stay in the state?
Probably
go
stay in the state.
Southwest?
Maybe go to Oklahoma. Maybe go to Louisiana. Maybe.
That'd be awesome.
Dude, y'all would go do good in Austin.
Yeah.
That would
yeah.
do real good in Austin.
I already have a little bit of a following there.
Really?
Just like underground. Yeah. Some friends are like, they like spread it around, and they're like, everyone in my, all my roommates listen to this, and then like their friends, like their roommates started listening to that. So
y'all do good in Austin.
So yeah, we're. I mean, I'm trying to keep my head out of the clouds with like we're a brand new band in terms of things. And
if it's not
I'm
the
okay
clouds,
with starting slow.
Oh yeah.
You need to have it in the clouds.
That's probably right here is where we did
Night
in the
Clouds.
Night
in the Clouds. Yeah. Girls just wanna have fun.
Yeah. And I mean we
that
just
needs to make a comeback.
Yeah, that's a staple in our live show.
Yeah. We don't have many cover songs, but that's definitely one.
Yes.
I'm trying to stay grounded and just keep my feet on the ground so I can keep running towards the finish line. And I mean, yeah, that's it. Because I have a plan. It's gonna be a lot of hard work, but I really hope I can work hard enough to do it.
Zach, Matt Stubbs with the Jerry Jonestown podcast.
Why did you
show.
Reset? We know who you are. How old are you?
I'm 24.
What would the 24 year old Zach tell? Jeez, 12-year-old Zach?
12 years old. Okay, that was sixth grade. Your parents' divorce wasn't your fault.
Oh, God. It, we're getting dark
I mean,
here. Shit.
That, I mean, it's okay to cry.
Play more bass.
I mean, yeah, you should have picked up that guitar by now. I mean, you're going to do some awesome stuff in the future, so congratulations.
Everything's okay. You get to hook up with a hot blonde.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Bam.
It's going to be awesome. Not.
Well, thank you very
just
much,
wait
sir.
A little bit.
Do all the things that you're going to do. No. It'll be okay, because that's what I did, and I did all the things I was going to do, so it was all right.
Rebecca, how old are you?
I'm 25.
So what would the 12 and a half Rebecca say to
in a couple years, your family's going to get kind of weird because they're going to, like, adopt some more siblings. And you're going to be okay with it. Like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be new and everything, and they're going to, like, act up and stuff. But
you're not going to end up in a strip club.
No, you're not. You're definitely not. You're actually, you should really start practicing piano more now, so then it will be less hard later.
And the theremin will come.
Yeah, the theremin will come. Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I happy am.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
And so, Dustin, you ran into the guys that we actually accepted the award for.
Yes. It was a very odd interview.
Were they meek? Were they, like, you know, modest about their award?
Well, as I was walking around outside shipping and receiving by the stage, I just happened to run across the Methinks guys. Or were they the Methinks guys?
I bet you they were modest about their award they just won.
They were super modest about their award, and you'll see in this clip.
Now, there had to be butt toots on this interview.
I don't know. Listen carefully as they're blowing out the microphone. Here they are. The Methinks, we think.
They're going to touch tips.
All right.
No space lock.
Dustin here with the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. I don't know why I'm addressing myself on my own show, but I'm here with the Methinks, who won Best Hard Rock Band. Guys, how you feeling tonight?
Well, I'm just the best fucking, I'm in the best fucking rock band in goddamn America. I mean, fuck. You know? How about you?
I'm feeling like it's about time we got some recognition for all the hard work we do around this freaking town.
Now, this is, I believe, the fifth award you guys have won.
Well, who gives a fuck, you know? I'm fucking, it's whatever.
We
I don't
never
fucking
count.
Care. This is fucking just another fucking brick in the wall to my big ass, you know? Fucking, I'm Marlon. Look up. I have the biggest dick in fucking DFW.
Well, Marlon, you know, I know that
I fuck more chicks than probably your black dad did.
Marlon, I know you're going around your house and you're mounting these statues like gargoyles over all your door frames, walking room to room. Is this where this will go?
No, you know what? I'm thinking about putting this one on my fucking shitter. Just because, I mean, I'm running out of space. I fuck too many chicks. They come over, they see all my shit, my awards. I'm awesome, and fucking, I fuck chicks.
a lot of chicks. Like, a lot.
I've watched him. He doesn't watch. I stand in the corner.
My name's Marlon. I'm from the fucking Methinks. Like, I'm Methinks.
We have Johnny Trash Pockets.
Yes.
Right.
What do you think of this award? It's your first year in the band. You've won an award.
Yeah, I mean, it's expected. I should win. We should win everything all the time. Best rap, best country and western, you know, best pop, best live band. We should win it all. Best jazz. I should win for the best bass player, best guitarist, best drummer. You know, I mean, it's just, dude, we're badass.
All right, so let's ask Ray here. Ray, what do you think?
Well, see, I'm Ray. I'm from the Methinks. I'm a bad motherfucker. I fuck a lot of chicks. I fuck a lot.
Who
I drink.
More, you or Marlon?
I fuck Marlon. I like hit.
Doesn't he watch that too? I can stand in the corner while Marlon and
I'm so confused. This interview took a turn for the worst.
Well, here's the deal. I'm fucking awesome. I fucking rule the face of the earth. Our band, the Methinks, is there really a band that can compare to us at all? We fucking dominate the music scene. We're the Metallica of fucking DFW.
Like, you know that band Duel? They kind of suck. You know?
I fuck a lot of chicks.
Fog? What are they, like 12? I mean, you know, I mean, what do they know about hard rock?
I fuck Fog.
Whenever they heard of Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne was already on MTV doing, like, you know, reality TV shows.
All right, so let's ask Trucker John here. How did you prepare for this award?
By drinking a lot of beer and a lot of whiskey.
I fuck a lot of chicks.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Trucker. He's John. I fuck a lot. He drinks a lot. And my feet itch.
See, here's the deal. When you shit gold records, I mean, what the fuck are you going to do?
You got to come to these petty bullshit fucking award ceremonies.
Man, we got better things to be doing than this. Don't we got beer to drink?
Yeah, look.
Girls to meet. What are we doing here?
What is a podcast anyway?
Yeah, it's like some radio show.
Are y'all going to have?
It's not on the real radio. At least Fucking Town Podcast is on the real radio.
Are y'all going to have fuck tonight? I fuck a lot of chicks. I'm Marlon from the Methinks, and my titties are hard right now.
Awesome. Let's go fuck.
I'm glad we can talk to y'all this evening.
All right.
What up? So if there's a group of females that intimidate me in this local scene, it's the Bitch Pricks.
Oh, not me, man. They rock, and I love going and seeing them play.
No, I love seeing them, but just trying to talk to them because they're out of control.
Yeah.
Now, I say they're all females. There is a guy bass player.
They appear to drink booze.
Well, Alana. We'll straighten this all out. Whatever. I walked up on her and I think she
walked up on her doing what?
I think she drank the bar. Like she was smashed. And then she goes into this whole thing of I've been drinking tequila all day and you'll hear in this clip how smashed she is.
Does she get creeped out by the microphone because she's drunk?
It's like she's weirded out. Like she doesn't know what to say, but she's way too drunk to care. It's pretty funny, and it only lasts about 10 seconds.
Did anyone get punched?
And then we turn to, no, I didn't get punched. I still want to get those guys on and feed them alcohol because it's insane. Well, then we turn to Jeff's interview of, I think his name's Vern from Doom Ghost.
Excuse me, Vern?
I think so.
Okay, awesome. Let's take
a
listen.
Drink tonight. But he's out of control, and like he just did acid.
Are you kidding me?
Like a couple weeks ago or a month ago or something.
Oh, and he's still feeling the effects from
it? I don't know. I didn't know anybody cooked acid anymore. Did you?
Yeah. Actually, it is making a resurgent. Or resurgence?
What?
Wait, how do you... What? It's coming back. It's making a comeback in the DFW area. And I heard it's because all the bikers that got put in prison back in the day have been released. And now they're making
So we
LSD.
Can't go to Twin Peaks anytime soon. All right, here is, that. Bitch Bricks, Doom Ghost, have fun.
Tom Esker, boys.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm interviewing you guys.
Why?
Because y'all are the Bitch Bricks. Why not?
Okay, listen. My name is Elena Springer. I'm about to be famous. My mom knows I am. She has supported me for the rest of my life. And support me. Give me money.
All right, so
this is Vern from Doom Ghost.
Same ghost, how you doing?
Yes, I'm Laverne Marigold. I did LSD two weeks ago.
You did LSD 2 months ago?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
It was awesome. How are you guys doing today?
Where'd you go?
Excellent.
Y'all were nominated.
Yep.
You didn't win.
Nope.
But in my heart, y'all are the best punk rock band around here. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Are you smashed too?
Oh, absolutely. I've been drinking tequila all day.
Holy shit. What kind of tequila?
Cazadore.
Yeah, man.
Reposado tequila.
Just roll away with it.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather drink Espolón, but, you know, whatever.
Y'all are brave. I remember when I was young and loved tequila. Now it hurts too much.
Yep, I love the liquor. It's bad. It's a bad, it's a bad
love.
So
since you've had tequila all day, what if we go in and we mix it up with a sweet, sweet liquor?
Did you say sweet liquor? Because I'm out.
Like whiskey.
Whiskey's not a sweet liquor. Sorry, you said sweet liquor. I'm thinking like Rumpel, Jaeger,
Fireball. Come on!
Oh my God, no. Anytime someone says, let me buy you a shot of Fireball, I'm like, how about no? I'd rather shoot just well anything else, please.
I'd rather, yeah, I'm there with you.
If you like smelling like red hot candy.
Finally, I just did this clip. It's Jeff, still with Doom Ghost, still talking. I think this was the point of the night where me and you started calculating how...
Infinity?
Yes. Dillinger. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. We were calculating the distance to Gas Monkey Bar and Grill versus the time it would take us to get there versus the airspeed velocity of an African sparrow versus could we make it there?
We were torn.
Unfortunately, it's Sunday and my helicopter pilot is not on duty, so we weren't going to take a copter there.
Yeah, it ended up after it all winded down and we were done doing what we needed to do. The time was about 6:51. There was no way we were making it, and we decided that we were going to have to stay in port and let the boys from the House Arconan take care of themselves. And from what I heard, they did.
They destroyed.
Yeah. Did you see all the pictures that flooded Facebook?
Yeah.
I was so...
You know, I'm extremely happy we were at the awards. We could have left right after the methinks once. They won so early. But we got to hang out with a bunch of people. We got to see a bunch of people, talk to a bunch of people. And as much as I hate missing the House Harkonnen play, especially open for Superjoint, I'm kind of glad we stayed there. Sometimes you just, you know, you take one for the show.
Yeah. I don't know. In hindsight, it was probably the better thing for our show as far as publicity and everything goes.
Do you know what would have happened if we would have gone over there?
Where? To Gas Monkey?
Uh-huh.
We'd have seen House Harkonnen rip it up.
And then we would have been...
Disappointed the rest of the night.
We would have been invited into their world of debauchery.
Oh, yeah. You mean if they started partying? Which they probably did.
Your sober life...
Would have been in jeopardy.
Yeah, we would have had to start over.
You know, I don't think I've told everyone about that yet.
Well, take the
All the bands here. Know.
Take the time. Here's your pedestal.
Dun, okay. Dun, 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 when is this going to drop? Dun. When is Tamasu dropping this?
This will either come out Thursday or Friday.
Okay. Then, so
we're recording this on Tuesday night right after Southern Train Gypsy.
I stopped drinking.
Killed us in here.
I stopped all drugs and alcohol last Sunday. So I am completely sober through all these interviews.
What about gay sex?
No, I still have gay sex.
Okay.
Just protected.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, all these interviews, everything that we did this weekend, I was completely sober.
Still drank semen.
Yes, except for the semen drinking, which I guess the guys that had alcohol in their system, I probably can't technically say that there was no alcohol in my system if I was drinking semen, right?
If you felt semen, is it the same?
I don't know.
Are we crossing a line?
We should probably ask a police officer that.
Okay.
The next cop we see, we should flag him down and say, hey, if I've just drank a 8-gallon, 8-ounce glass
of semen,
8-gallon glass of semen.
God, that's a big ass glass.
And the man that produced that was heavily intoxicated. Am I in danger of being intoxicated myself?
So all those Ozarka bottles I have in the house are 5-gallon. So you're going to tack on 3 more gallons of a man's semen?
That's been drinking heavily?
Does it just X out the whiskey?
Is there a half-life on semen that's soaked with alcohol?
And if I felch it, does that make it even better? Does that make me sober?
See, I feel sorry for people. When I get sober, this is what happens.
Question.
I don't have all the answers, Dustin.
No matter how much you've had to drink at a bar, well, hold on up to a point. Say you've had 3 shots of Fireball.
I'm going to drink some Fireball!
You've had 3 shots of Fireball, okay?
Yeah. Fireball?
And all of a sudden, someone comes up to you and goes, my semen will make you sober so you can drive home.
And okay? I knew that there was like cops lined up down Roof Snow.
Like they're just lined up across the parking lot. Like you have to drive a line through cop cars.
And if I take this guy's load, then I'm going to be fine. But if I don't...
Yeah. Do you think the sheer fear of the guy's load would make you sober?
I think I would call Uber.
Not an option.
Oh, this is one way only?
One way only. I think the fear of drinking another guy's semen would make me sober.
I don't think that I would do that because... I mean, if there was some monetary value to it, but if it was just me, like, getting pulled over and having to deal with another fine and stuff.
No. This DWI is 3 strikes, you're out.
Oh, you're going straight to prison?
You're going to jail. You lose your family. You lose your job.
Yeah, why not? Would I get fries with it?
You're gay. All right, here's Jeff. Later.
So now we are... sneaking in on Jeff Lord's interview.
They're not a band anymore. His new band is Advanced Battery Bass is one of the names of a Cassia Tone album. Advanced Bass is his new project.
Okay.
But check out Cassia Tone for the Painfully Alone. So fucking good. He has influenced my writing in like so many ways. It's like impossible to say. Like, not even just Doom Ghost, but, like, the Dead Russians and Martin Kingsley, like, all the way back.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he is such an amazing just songwriter. And he just, like literally, Casio Tone keyboard, that's how he started.
Really?
Like, Casio Tone keyboard with a drum machine, and, like, that's how he started.
Is it similar to, it's kind of like what Nathan does, like Nathan Brown does at all?
I'm not familiar with this
stuff.
Okay,
yeah, because he does, like, he says there's, like, an 80s infomercial synthesizer, okay, kind of a thing, you know. It's kind of hokey and cheesy, but yeah, really cool at the same time. It's all about tone, and but he uses old school 80s instruments, a lot of Casio and
I
stuff.
Like that.
And,
yeah,
he's an interesting dude.
No, that's cool.
So you joined the Wards?
Oh, absolutely. This is actually the 4th year that I've been nominated for something.
With a Doom Ghost.
The first year that I've actually been to the ceremony.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I've always had to work or. Something has been going on.
That's cool.
I think the first year we were nominated, we were on tour.
Oh right.
Yeah, like we played the awards and then immediately left on tour. Like couldn't go to the ceremony, and then there was something else like every year after that. But it's badass. Like
yeah,
fucking
cool.
See everybody. Like I mean I haven't seen fucking Lindy in a year.
Yeah, well, everybody's here. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah right
like
on.
I used to hang out with those guys like before Doom Ghost was Doom Ghost.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. You should get on their Christmas album. Every year they do the Christmas album.
Yeah.
They have local guys.
No, well, they hit me up for their last year's Christmas album, and I couldn't fucking make it.
Oh, man, what a drag, because they got Leon on the last one. Leon Bridges. Yeah.
He wasn't here.
Yeah, well, he's in Europe. He's at some jazz festival in Stockholm or something.
Buy a plane ticket. Whatever. For this award show. Go back.
Fucking Todd Bridges won every award.
He has to, though. You know
of
what
course.
I mean?
It's no. Like, it's worth it. Yeah.
No, it's so awesome.
No, he deserves every fucking thing that he gets. Like,
it's really cool getting to somebody like that.
Yeah.
See some guy that you pal around with, slime in the chat room.
I sat next to him on my porch while he wrote some of those songs on his album. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
to,
now
like,
he's on like late night.
Yeah, like he sings that on like fucking late night TV, and I'm like, I was sitting next to you when you wrote that fucking song.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Like,
and it's gonna bring the whole city up.
Yeah. Oh, you absolutely.
Know, the wave rises all ships or whatever.
Like
they
them
say.
And Fog. Have you heard Fog's new album?
The Fog is good. I haven't heard the new album, but they're really, really
new
good.
New album is fucking good.
Yeah.
It's
really good. I like it.
So fucking good.
No, no, those
like,
kids are pretty amazing.
Between Todd, I mean Leon Bridges, Andy Pickett, and Fog's new album, like those are the three best things that have come out of Fort Worth this year.
I've been hearing a lot about
like,
Andy Pickett.
Hands down.
I don't know Andy Pickett. I know of Andy Pickett, and it's like he's getting a lot of press.
Yeah,
right?
No,
a lot,
you
a lot
need
of
to check out his album. It's so fucking good.
Yeah, he's coming on.
It's
the
definitely 16th. It's the best thing that Dreamy Life has put out.
Really?
Like out of all the War Party, Doom, like whatever. Like,
yeah.
Like. Andy Pickett is the best thing that Dreamy Life has put out.
It's getting a lot of good buzz. I've heard a lot of really great things about it. I need to hear it.
It's,
I need to hear
it's
it.
Really fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the next one, I think, to blow up. It's like there's a lot of good buzz about him.
Yeah.
I should find him. He's here.
Yeah. You're listening to continuous coverage of the Jeff Lord Funky Town podcast interview.
It's really good talking to you. I need to have you on for real, though. I have Doom Ghost on. I need to have Toy Gun. I need to have both bands on. Yeah, have you guys play some songs?
Well, I mean, me and Stephanie are both Doom Ghost and Toy Gun, so...
Yeah, so I need to have both of you guys, both bands.
We can do, like, a
time.
Dual session or, like,
cool
like two different sessions. I don't...
Yeah, we can figure something out. That'd be cool. Is Jordan playing with one of you guys, right?
Jordan is Doom Ghost.
Doom Ghost, okay.
And then Alex plays drums now for Toy Gun.
Okay.
With Baggins on bass.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Right on, man.
Two completely separate things, but... Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. No,
we're very
on.
Incestuous.
Yeah. Dude, most of the people around here are.
I know.
Yeah, that's
great. That's the best kind of music scene.
Yeah,
if you're not in four different bands, then fuck you.
No, yeah, that's right. I stand firm that that is what helped make this scene go crazy.
Yeah.
With all this incestuousness, it's so
absolutely
awesome. So great.
Like, so just great. If you love playing music, you're going to play music whenever you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm in Toy Gun Doom Ghost. I'm already like spitballing. I'm doing solo stuff. I'm trying to get that started, and then I'm also like spitballing with like two other people, doing like a blues rap project, and then
a blues rap.
Blues rap, yeah. Like lo-fi like blues with like rapping on top of that.
Yeah.
And then another project with you know Jackie Roy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing like a dark gospel kind of like gospel punk.
Interesting.
But not, I mean, obviously not gospel.
Right, but it still has
but,
the
yeah,
has a religious
like basically like copying like hymns and then turning them into punk songs. So like we like been messing around like.
And some of the Christian ones with the, you know, the blood of Christ and the crown of thorns and all that stuff can get kind of dark.
Yeah.
So you got some really rich.
We got
you know,
a lot of shit
to
work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's interesting.
So.
Gospel punk.
Anyway, sorry. I feel weird with like these things pointed at
me
right now.
I know. It is weird. All right. Just,
we're trying to do full-on press conferences and make
Yeah, Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
So, let's talk about acid.
Or don't. Shake my head.
Yeah, acid was fun.
Dude.
And you missed the whole acid part.
Oh,
that was the best part, yeah.
Really?
But thanks, Lamarne. I appreciate it. Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
And that was it. That was our night at the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards. We had fun. Super huge special extra thanks to the Methinks for letting us go out and accept the award in their behalf. We had a lot of fun.
You're gay.
And seriously, it was a good time. So thank you guys. I think we're going to hold this trophy hostage until we see them here in a few weeks.
I'm gay.
And then once we have them on the show, I think it's going to be like a banner-raising ceremony. Like when the NHL teams win. We realize that. Thanks for clearing that up. When the NHL teams win the Stanley Cup, you know, they raise a banner. That's exactly what we're going to do. And we're also going to...
I'm gay?
You are. We'll also award them their ring.
I'm gay.
And they'll get a pinata of surprises.
I'm gay?
I'm glad you cleared that up. All right, so award ceremony out. We're the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
I'm gay.
Call us and tell us how much you hated this little special episode at 682-593-JJTM. Or just call us, just to call us. Leave a voicemail.
We have a phone number and you can call.
682-593-JJTM. That's 682-593-JJTM. And of course, if you want to email us, and email us your private parts, it is jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com.
Say, man, I'm gay.
Matt wants pictures of that. So we're out of here. Good night. Thank you.
I'm gay.
And
you are gay.
Hopefully we're still alive and Jade Helm hasn't killed us.
I am a gay.
Hello. My name is Tom Asu. I'm getting close, right?
It sounds like it.
I'm trying to. All right, later.